We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We're in Sha'a Kudim, Perek Dalet. Veda, ki kasher olo keser elamatzin. Remember, what do we speak about? We're talking about the all coming out from the Pidak. All the Esser spheres are coming out. And the Tafkidiv is to build the Kalim. And the Kalim, we know that's the Tafkidiv of all things. And the way it's going to happen is it's going to happen four Shlavim. Four Shlavim. The O is going to come out, go in, come out, and go in. The reason why is that these are, the Mefarshim explained that this is very delicate Kalim and they need multiple processes in order to formulate them, in order to instruct them, because otherwise, if the ore just come on one go, it just shatter all the kalim. So therefore, it has to go as we see the Meister and the way and the kalim are built here as well. They're put in the oven, take it out of the oven, and so on and so forth. There's different stages. So that's what's happening over here. So now it's coming out from the Pideak, all the spheres. The first one comes out is Malchus. And what he's saying over here, that means all the spheres came out at that point, and now they're going back, right? You have the Spashtus, and now you have the Histalkus, going back into the Pedaak. So Keser came out last, and now Keser is going to go back in first. As Oysa Shir, he's telling us a halacha here. As Oysa Shir, the Hemshech Hazman Shaya Oilim, as a malchut nistalka mimena bechinas yechida. What's he saying over here? Because every time we know that every bechina that came out, that means every sphere that came out, again, there's two chalakim, let's get clear. There's two chalakim to what we're saying here. There's the keli shabo and there's the or shabo. So the kelim was there, right? Came out with the or. They came out together. Then what's going to happen now is that the or now is leaving its own Kalim, but the Kalim are still there. So the Kalim of Machus is there, Kalim of all of them, Kalim Kesar is there. The all Shabo is mistalik itself back into the Pideak. Okay?
What do you mean the piece before when he says, Ki ikar chazorah hoya lasis bechinas Kalim? What's the last few words? Boz yasa Kalim. It's much more that there's no Kalim.
What? So where are you?
The end of the last page, the last few.
No. Yeah. This is all the. This is what
the mechanism of Kalim.
That's right. That's what we're going to go until Perikay and so on and so forth until we actually finish off the Kalim. But they're going to different Shlavim. But so again, okay, just to get it clear again, so the ore is coming out. What do we mean by ore is that the Kalim with the ore coming out. Now the Rav told us that all the Bechinas are coming out is only Bechinas Nefesh. In Aramchi, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Vichida. So we're coming out with the lowest of the lowest Bechinas are coming out. Of those spheres, so the nefesh shabo is coming out of the malchus of the vak and of the ima v'aba. All these bechinas, all the spheres and terkesa, all the nefesh is coming out. Now we're coming in. Now the all shabo is going back into pidaak and is leaving the kelim bimkoima. Leaving the kelim bimkoima, right? So that keser now, let's start again. The dak kikasha all a keser lematzi. The keser is leaving its own keli keser in place. And it's going back inside. Now remember, as we spoke about last week, when the all goes out from the Pideak, it's always adding another Bechina to the previous sphere that was there. So we said that Malchus came out first, Nefesh. When the Zayin Malachim after that, the Zayin spheres came after that, they gave a Ruach to Malchus, and they gave a Nefesh. And then when Bina came out, they gave to the Zayin Malachim, Zayin spheres, they gave them a Bechina's Ruach, and Bina gave a Bechina higher to Malchus, right, of Neshama, and so on and so forth. Every Bechina came, gave another Bechina. Now it's going to be the reverse. As the Keser is going to be pulling out, which gave a Yechida to Malchus, as it's pulling out, it's taking back the Bechina. Makes sense, right? Because the way Kenan Klein and Chakir, when these Bechinas, for example, Keser came out and gave Yechida, was it Al Betoch Matana, a Dove Chafetz, and she has it by her, or it's a Dove Tolu Oymid in Keser, right? Right, it's not. You can either look at it. You could have thought it's a double gashmi. Kilo, I'm giving you something. It belongs to you, first, right? If I want it back, I have to ask for it. I have to go and get it back, and so on and so forth. Or you can look at it more like it's a double ruchne. The hainu, sun rays coming into the house. Sun rays coming into the house illuminates the room, right? But as soon as I close the curtains, or as soon as the sun goes away, right, it goes away automatically. This, it's mitle toloi, it's a hashpa. It's not a dover chefsi. It's a hashpa. So therefore, when keser moves back into the pidak, it's removing this hashpa. Right? So removing the hashpa. That's the halacha we're going to be learning over here. So when keser came out first, it was mashpi, the bechinas yechida, and bringing that out from the sphere of malchus, the marshal. When it's going back into Pidak, it's taking that bechina away. That's what he says. V'az ha-malchus nistalka bimenu bechinas yechida. Shuhu or shuhu shahaya nimshach la min ha-keser. That's what keser originally gave, and our keser is taking it back. Not the fact he's taking back. The pshat is, he's no longer being mashpia on these koiches in order to bring out the yechida shibo. Lefi shekivan shekeser haya oile, ומסתלק לא היצא כוונות להיר בו אול נמניש הבא רישים הבדלה. Right? So it's a hergish type of thing that the Arizal is telling us, that since he's busy moving upwards and it's negate his own bechinas valia, therefore he has no, we'll see the lesson later on, it's cheshing, he has no cheshing to mashpia on Malchus and the Zayin spheres below that, which is the Vak or Za and Ima or Bina or Chokhmah. All these bechinas that the Keser was Mashpion, he's no longer doing that. But nevertheless, says Rav, he leaves a Rishimah Mekomo. His Rishimah is Ha'ara in that Keli. He leaves a Ha'ara in his own Keli. And we'll see there's different purposes for this Rishimah. Is either to be Mechai his own Keli and to be Mashpion the Keli below, and so on and so forth. We'll see that as we're going along. Okay, so let's... Is there any question? Is that clear enough?
No, it's not.
It's not clear at all.
No, it's clear what you're saying. I just don't understand how maybe I missed the shit. How's that thing with Perek Gimel? Perek Gimel, we said that when everything moves upwards, then Patek, it gets more shleimus and more shleimus and more shleimus.
Right.
And now you're telling me that when it moves upwards, then it gets chosser.
Right. So that's a very good question. What would you answer to that?
That the koyach of what's left behind makes there's a rishima there, like you say, and that rishima makes hashpah, but the original hashpah doesn't. That's gone. That by him sitting in that keli, Malchus sitting in the keli of Yisoid, there's a moedik hashpah there for it, but not because of it, because Yisoid is mashpia, because it's left behind.
What would you say?
It's nishtar. I don't understand. It gets more bechinas or less bechinas. Till now we said it builds up more.
Yeah.
When it moves upwards,
the teretz is, and the Rav, this is the chiddush of this parak. It's a very small parak. All this parak is telling you, there's a zman called Beinu Beini. The Hainu, when it comes down the sphira, is mashpia. When it goes back, you're right, is mashpia. Right?
It's more, yeah.
Well, Beini, that zman that it takes to go up, everything stops. The shpah stops. It takes away the mashpia. It's not mashpia anymore, because we saw as it's coming down the ponim of that sphira is mashpia the tachtonim. It turns its back now, kiviyachol, right? It has no back from, but it's memayit et shefa, because now it's oisik. Mm-hmm. It's oisik in the ma'isa aliyah. Mm-hmm. When it's oisik in the ma'isa aliyah, it's no longer being mashpia. Once it goes back into Pidda Ag, then it turns back down as Mashpia, then gets all the Bechins back again.
I think you're back to it.
Yes, it's Beini. This is Azman, Beini, Ben the Aliyah, until it gets Mechum Chetzo, until it gets back into the Pidda Ag, that Zman, that's what he says, the first line, Dakasha Ola Kese Lamatze, as Be'oisa Shiu Vehemshech Hazman, see the Zarich Saloshan here, Shahaya Oile. It's Bederch Aliyah, as Malchus nistalka mimenu b'chis yechida. But Avadi, it's everything. But Avadi, she's going to get it back once he arrives in Tzitzit. So then the vault is, then he turns back, and then he can be mashpia. His panim, his facing her panim, and then she's he's mashpia on her. That's very important. He's going to read the story, Sarah. Right, the kasher siyem. That's what Ramishwar I told you. Kasher siyem ha kesel lis alim. Now, when kesel goes back into Pidak and he's finished his aliyah, the saima ha malchus lalos ad yisod. Because once he moves, it's a chain reaction. He pulls her, whatever. They all move together. So he goes into the Pidak, and she goes into the sphere of yisod. Right, her all. Oh, of Malchus goes into the sphere of Yesod, as Chazak Kesel Lahahi B'Malchus Be'ezim Kemosh B'Tchila B'Chines Yichida Shavon. And then she gets back very good. She gets back her Yichida, right? Ki Ache She'Ola HaKesel B'Matzir Gam He Alosa B'Yesod. Because as soon as he moves back to his Mokum, to the Pit Ag, Gam He, then she also gets, she also moves up B'Chino. Okay, now, just parenthetically, this is a very interesting lashon here. It says, "Achishol haKesef b'Matzir." How do you translate Matzir?
The place where it comes from.
Excuse me. How do you translate Matzir? What's the correct translation of Matzir? Creator. A mashpia, right? A Netzal is the created ones, and the Matzil is the creator.
Yeah, but here's the Masholim, but it's just
Masholim. Right, everything's a Mashol then. There's nothing to learn anymore. Mm-hmm. So the vote is, the Rav said, the Arizah says many times in place, especially in Mavo Asharim, that I think we said this many times, that every Madrega, Lemala, it doesn't matter which Madrega, even the lowest Madrega, Lemala is Ensof. It's literally Ensof to the Madrega Tachtim. So, Moshe, you have the part of Nukva, Malchus, you want to call it. And the part of which you may a love is Zah. Or the world, we're working with worlds, world of Asir, compared to the world of Yetzir, the world just above, is Ensof. Ensof has no shaches between them.
We're learning it in a very short form. Malchus is directly from Yisoid, but it's really this.
Yeah, it's Ensof. I suppose the Rav says before, it's mamash ensof, it's infinity. That means it's infinity amount of distance or whatever bechinas you want to learn between them. There's absolutely zero shakas between them. I've had the hashpah goes from the mala onto the bottom, but you have to understand it's absolutely, it's gigantic, the bechinah above. And Kol Shekein, the pasuk of me'ela.
Therefore,
me'ela klap etachton, he's considered to be the matzil. He has no shachas, anything above that bechina. So this world of Akudim, this world of Akudim is a ganze Welt bifnas being formed here, right? When it looks up, as we look up, right, look at the sky and the universe and all this, that's what it sees. And it calls that's its matzah. That's its matzah. That's its creator. It's a half of a fellow, this notion that Mafashim say this. Half of the third, okay, then the Pedak is the creator of the world of Akudim. Avada, he gets his koiches. Avada, he gets his koiches from the Malam Al. Avada, we're still in the Mokum Pono, you know where we are. Mokum Pono, we're right from the Ensof, right? But Avada, the Ashpa has come from Mamish from the Ensof. But the Mamish trickled out to the point that he has no hergish. The world of Akudim has no hergish, no shaykhis, no Ashpa, anything. Today, I'm saying, we deal with the world of Zah. What's Negev to us is talking the world of Zah, Zun, Nukva, and also Zampin. That's all our, when we do the Kavanas, everything we do is Klapizah. We just borrow things from Abba V'im, which is the parts of Me'elav. But we have no Shachas to them whatsoever. All we do, Davin, Yudke Vavke, everything we do is connected to Zah. That's Kiwuzah. All the Ashbal goes to. We have no Ashbal in Malam. And then in the next cycle of Hashem, then we move up Madregas, and we'll have Hashpon Abav Ima, and that's as far as we're going to understand, and so on. So we'll keep on growing in Madregas and Madregas and Madregas higher. But the Weiler, we are very, very, very low down the chain. That's important to notice. Okay. And then Vaita, he says, so what's happening over here? So Malchus is moving up in conjunction with Kes. Kes is moving up into the Pideag, and that's chaining up all the other spheres. And Malchus finally moves up from the Keli Malchus into the Keli Yesod. And therefore, Haita Madriga Achas Khova El Matzir. Again, to the Matzir. She's one closer step there. Then Haita Mekabelis Mimen, and then she can receive from him. Masha Haita Mekabelis Bitchila Mina Kes. Here's interesting. Well, it seems to be saying there's two bechinas here. There's a hashpah coming from the matzil, and there's a hashpah coming from the keser. Ach kolz man shelo siyem hakeser la'alois. It's going back to the, you know, beni, as haya keser mafsik ben matzil u'bena. That he says it clear. So there's two mashpim here. There's something called the matzil, the creator, and her and the keser which is being mafsig, and the keser is also a mashpia. The keser atzmo gamkin lo haya mirvo. Okay, so therefore the way it goes is that you have to understand that even though keser is being mashpia, the bechinas of yechida to malchus, the matzi which is the ped, the act, even there is also being mashpia. And when keser goes up, she loses everything. He's not interested. Keser is not interested in being mashpia on malchus because he's turning her back. His mom is oisek leila leila, getting madregas and ruchnis, right? He's going up, right? And not only that, he's magre the ganze matzah because the mashbia, which is the matzah, is trying to be mashbia to malchus, and he's being mafsik now. And we'll see how he's being mafsik. Because mimonashal, he's always there. He hasn't changed his position. So why before he was in mafsik? Mechitese. Right. We'll see in the next part. V'chein alder ze gam. So that's the ganze pair. We've finished it basically. Now he's just going to repeat himself in the different spheres. V'chein alder ze gam b'ze ampin. Right? Ze ampin. We're not stunned by this loss, even though we're dealing with spheres here, and we haven't bechalal came into the formation of patzufim. Patzufim vayte is the loshen is more on tikkun. And we're still in we're before the Shvira Filo. But nevertheless, he drops that in to tell you that from Chesed until Yesod is always considered to be one shtick. And call that shtick what you want, he calls it Zeampin. Okay? So they all work together. And the Loshen before we saw is Ein Echad Godel Mechaveiro. Each one of the spheres from Chesed, the Gvur, Tifer, Nesah, Hon, Yesod, all of them are no greater. They're not mashpia one to the other at all. As opposed to Keser is higher than Chochmah is higher than Bina. But when you come to the Zayin Tachtonim over here, one is not greater. So that's why we all categorize it as one name called Zeampi. But Bechin is Chaya. He was mashpia.
We said before, but only the first five are the same Adrega, no?
What do you mean the first five? Keser is different.
Chesed
Tzolhoit. Oh, that's something else. That's clapping the chasadim. The chasad, each chesed that's received, there's only five chasadim in Das. And it's mashpia on the five, which are the five principal ones, which are from chesed to yesod. Chesed Gvur Tifer, Netzar Hod, until Hod. Right? They get those beginners of chesed. But that's one way of looking at klapi chesed, the chasodim which each of the spheres get. But klapi the Indian over here, moving up, moving down, being mashpir one to the other, even yesod bechalal, the vak. That's called the vak. Vav ketzavos.
You said before about something like ruach, that each one gave malchus one chelet.
That's right.
But yesod didn't give the mamish the same.
Right. That's right. It didn't give the same bechinas of. It's not a shtak, right? Because yesod is the chalal of all the five, right? It gets all the bechinas. And it's sort of the klal of all the patim. You have a patim called.
So it comes out the malchus is not really. It's separate. Malchus. Huh? So you saw it after the bistel with it.
Yeah, the bistel with it. Then yeah, malchus is completely separate. That's right. That's back.
We're not talking.
Zayin tachtor zayin zeampin. It's called zeampin.
That's including malchus the meister.
No, that's not including malchus. That's right. That's right. It's not including malchus. Yeah, so again, Achma. V'chein ader ze gam beze ampin bebechin es chaye shayim mekabel min hakeser. Because it was mekabel. Again, v'ader ze gam ze ampin bebechin es chaye shayim mekabel min hakeser. When keser came down, it gave the bechin es chaye. V'chein ader ze chokma mubina kiyot beze. They all give different bechinas. V'chein kesher ala chokma lemalu b'matzi listalek min hamalchus achelik kesher hayim agi aliyah mimena. So again, the same process happens when chokma goes back into the pidaak. The Pidak, therefore, all the Bechinas that Chochma gave to all, everything was below it, it takes it all back. V'lunishal barak harishim, again, but the Rishima stayed into the cave. And the Rishima of Chochma, in order to be mashpia on the kelim
shetaksa. This happens the whole time, it stops and starts. As Keser goes up, then there's a little hepsuk, and then Malchus goes up to Yisoid.
No, I said it all goes up together.
It all goes up straight away.
So it takes a minute from getting from point A to point B. One sphere to another sphere. So within that minute, all of them are moving up, and nobody's mashpia. So
Malchus got nothing at that point. I'm sure that point Malchus back to everything. Back to square one. Not even nefesh.
That's right. Nefesh it has, because that it had by itself. Nobody was mashpia nefesh to it. It came up b'chinas nefesh. But you're right. Everything else, b'ruach chama, she loses everything because it's a kolshekin. If already she loses a high b'china, then she loses everything underneath as well. because everybody's losing out. So you have to make a lot of cheshbon to say how does it work exactly. So again, the chen kisha ala chokma lemala.
That's not called shvius keilan.
No.
That's
just stalker. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's stalker. She's in stalik. Mila malchus achelik asher hayemagi eliyam mimenu, velo nishabarak harishimo. Once the Chokhmah goes back into the act, then he's Mashvia. Like nothing happened. You should just make the Cheshma if it's Poshut. So it wasn't only Malchus Nagir, everybody lost that when Chokhmah went down, and so on and so forth. Nistalka o pamshni kushnigma lalos chaza o beito matki yavi meatmo shach halukas. V'chem aderze beina makifim shalokfim zo.
It's already twice it's talkus.
What?
You saw Miramis here. There's a second spashtus in itself.
No. What do you mean? The chokma was in keil chokma. So Kesa moved into the. Into the Pidak, everything got lost, right? In the meantime, Chokhmah is also going to the Keli, the Chokhmah. Keli, the Chokhmah is also going in the Keli, the Keser. And everything's losing out because of Chokhmah. And then Chokhmah now is moving up a second time. Pam Shnia. Chokhmah is moving out now into the Matzil now. That's right, because it moved twice. Chokhmah moved twice. Moved Chokhmah to Keser, Keser into the Matzil. Mm-hmm. That's the second time, and therefore all the other Madregas were lost again.
So the whole Oy doesn't go back in all at once. The whole Oy, right, it takes four or five stages.
What do you mean the whole Oy?
The whole Oy which came out from the pen.
What do you mean, Keser?
So the way back, it doesn't go happen all at once. The way back happens in four stages. First the
Keser
goes up, and with this all enough
Kemenas? No, when Keser moves, Chokhmah also moves. All the Mekhenas move.
Yeah, I'm saying, first Keser moves in, and it schleps all the rest with it.
Right.
And all enough Kemenas.
Yeah.
It's one Tachana. And then they do another time, they go in.
Right,
A bit more. So
correct.
It happens in four or five stages, the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Perkei. V'novo ato. Now there's going to be.
It comes out. That's that the Meister when comes out that before Chokhmah maybe went up to the Matzil, Malchus has already gone to your side. So it was Makabel something. It was Malchus during that time. There was
Malchus had when Keser came out Yechida. When Keser moved into the Matzil, Keser lost his Yechida. When he got into your side, they got it back. Because Keser already moved to the Matzil. Then, when Chokhmah moves in, then lose it again, yeah.
But you get Hamas Makabal straight away.
When it stops. So, Baini. I will explain, he now has explained exactly more into depth how that works exactly. V'novo ata in chazarasam histalkusam levala. Now this is the gemar asiyah of the keli. We went through different stages. It's going to be the final last step to finish off the kelim of a kulim. Now ech al yedei kach nase melech asakelim, which is the gemar melech asakelim. Ve'inenu kasher nis'al ha'oros lemala nishal lemata or avagas. Shub chinas kelim kedneska. Right. So he's going back to the beginning. How did it all start? The oil came out from the Pidak, two bechinas, the oil gashibo and the oil dakshibo. The oil gashibo, when he started lemala, left the oil gashibo limata, that created the beginning of the kelim. The hine, yesh beteva oz lehashir ha roshem shalehem limata, bimokom shaha yusham berishona, velachin kol oz ha'elu be'es aloysam hayu menichim rishimo limata. That's a pchat that we learned, which we just learned a minute ago, that every time the oil comes in, it doesn't leave the bechinas shetachtonim high and dry with no ashpah. It leaves epis vos, the bechina of nefesh b'malchus, the smallest bechina that it has. It leaves it there in order to keep on a little bit of to be mashpi on it, right? And that's the way it goes. Now, we speak about a little about this Rishimo. What's the term of this Rishimo? Ketza, hine kese henia Rishimo. Kese henia Rishimo kedei lahai lechochma. V'chen lechochma lebina, v'bina lezal, v'zal lenukva. לנוקפה. כי לעולם טבע אלון להאיה בתחתום, ויש בו חשק להאיה כחשק אב על האם. על הבן. I was going to say, because the Etz Chaim has a different case, it's אם על הבנים. But it's the same, it comes with the אב על הבן, או אם על הבן. לכן מניח ומשאיר בו רשימו. So why is it doing it? For it's not doing it stone. It's not a mechanical process it's doing here. Again, there seems to be they have a bechira or whatever the bechina is over here, but they don't want to leave the bonim or the tachtonim high and dry without any ashbal whatsoever. So even though they're oisik and their cheshek is to go up, they also have a cheshek to meir on the bonim.
What about when it went back to Kesa? At that time, it's
yeah, but it still leaves a Rishima though.
That's why it can go up. It's the left one.
Yeah, it doesn't feel guilty or something. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't spell it out why it's doing it, but as a cheshek, I said. The kifi zeh, it's interesting, these lights have cheshek. Yeah, it's interesting. Now, the kifi zeh nimsa shukula menichim Rishima. All the bechinas leave a Rishima. Chutz, there's only one exception to the rule, which is Malchus. Malchus, why would Malchus, what would you say, why would Malchus not leave a Rishima? Well, one sec. We have the Keli of Malchus, and also we have the O of Malchus. The O of Malchus can leave a chinuk of his O. It doesn't have it itself.
Maybe it's not the mashpia below them.
Right, that's why, because there's nothing below it. Again, the whole tafkid of leaving a rishima is to mashbia avala ben, or emala bonim. Right, but the Baal Malchus is the last sphere. There's nothing else to be mashpia. So why leave a rishima though? Ki ein sphere acheres tachter la'ir bo, lachen ein malchus masheres rishima lemata. That's also kosov. The Rav Chaim Vital says, I found it written in the different ksavim of the Ariza, because when Ariza was nifta, he went around to the different talmidim, and he said, "Can I borrow your ksavim?" Which he never returned at the Ebesof Yamav. He just kept, because he was mitzvah by the Ariza, that nobody should be writing anything, only himself, only Chaim Vital. How to write? Nobody else to write, but nevertheless, they did write. So Ebesof Yamav, when the Ariza was nifta, he went to all the talmidim, got all the ksavim, says that, but he never returned them. He took him to his grave, but he never returned. So he found one of the ksavim over here, of one of the talmidim of the Ariza, and written as follows: about the yisod kishi oile sham. When yisod moves up, masheret reshimo v'zoy sibchinas atara shenisheres sham tamid biyisod. Because this plays a big, very, very big part in the Kavanas.
Malchus leaves, that's what it means.
Yeah, it seems to be the Malchus, when it goes up from the Yesod, it leaves something over there called, some learn it as Yesod leaves into the Yesod, and some learn it's the Malchus, but whatever. The Kuda is that Yesod is going to split into two parts, one called the body of the Yesod, and also one of the Atera the Yesod, which is very, very important. Okay, right. The Natri Levare Mina Yesod. Now, let's start from the beginning. From the sphere also. Shehu achron min ha-minichim rishimo, because we know Malchus doesn't leave anything. V'nema ki hine, be'ez al yoso shel ha-yesod le-mokum ha-hod ad le-malem. When Yesod moves into the next sphere, which is above it, which is hod, minich rishimo be-mokoymo sh-be-yesod le-tzor ha-malchus. Yesod moves up and leaves a rishimo called the rishimo of Yesod, in where? Into its own keli. Why? In order to be mashpia on Malchus. The oyser haroshim einu mistalek nisham loylem. It always stays there, always in the keli, because it has to mechay its own keli as well. Because if all is bokeah from it, it's like a neshama out of a guv, the keli will disintegrate.
What happens to the keli of Malchus then?
The keli of Malchus. That's a good question. Okay, we'll see about that. Hashem. Va'afilo. Well, the truth is, it's being mashpia from the high bechinas. That's the truth. Right? Because all of them eventually are going to go back. So therefore, what's to be mashpia? There's nothing to be mashpia. Elamai. So these rishima have a different tafkin, not only to be mashpia on the bechinas tachtonim, But once everything goes up, there's nothing to be mashpia. The mashpia on the kelim itself. That's also another tafka bithna as well. Yeah.
Doesn't mean the tzorich malchus. Doesn't mean the yisrael leaves the rishimah behind the tzorich malchus. What does that mean?
Right, because malchus needs to be needs hashpa. The keli of malchus needs hashpa. The all malchus needs hashpa. Right, we need hashpa. Right, how can you live with hashpa? Therefore, the rishimah is mashpia on the tachtonim.
If there wouldn't be a Rishima, would the Malchus still go up on Madrega? Like you said before,
yeah, the Rishima has nothing to do with the Aliyahs. It's just Mashpia to keep them alive. Give them Chiyus. That's what the Rishima does. V'hini, Zeh Rishima hu mina or Rishon Shehaya Yore Der Yosha. Now this is a very, very important Musaq that he's going to tell. It's very important. So we have again the Rishima. We have three different types of Bechinas over here. One Bechina is a Mashpia. How do we define a Mashpia? Mashpia is milimala lemata. Milimala lemata, right? So the Mashpia is coming down and being Mashpia. That's called the Or Yosha. Or Yosha. Because it's coming Der Yosha. Now, we're going to have now the Oiras are going up. They're being nostalgic back. And we're going to see this all coming from their back. We say they change the ponim. They turn upside down. Now the ponim has a cheshek, they're going up. They have a cheshek to go up le'aliyah. Therefore the backs, the achorayim, which is miut or dinim, is facing downwards. And from that backside is the hashpah going from the matzil through the keli and being mashpir now, but there achorayim of the keli, of the sphere. That's called or achoizah, or din. Okay? And the third bechina we're going to learn about is the Rishima. What bechina does the Rishima have? Is it called the Or Yosha or is it called the Or Choyza? What do you think? Well, think about it. What's the logic? What is the Rishima?
It comes originally from the one which came there down.
Yeah, but where is it now? What does it do? Where is it?
If it stays there, it stays the same way as it came.
Right.
It should change. Doesn't turn around, doesn't turn back. It just stays there.
But it's not coming down though. How did it? It came about by the fact that it just got deposited there, right? All your soul was there. When it left something there. It wasn't the fact that it came milamal matab.
Originally, it did.
It was nichlal in your soul, yeah. So that's about the Rav considers this. The Arizal considers that as a chelik of the Or Yosha. Or Yosha is Or Rachamim. And Or Achorayim, or Or Choze, Or Din. Okay, that's what he's about to say now. Okay, you have all those Bechinas? Keep that in mind. Because we'll see in a minute they're all going to bash into each other and create a new Metzias. You're going to get a labor dick. Now, again, Nachman. V'hine, Zeh Rishimu hu mina Or Rishon Shaya Yore Der Yosha. V'kava yedati ki Or Haba v'Yosha hu Rachamim. That's a klal. Any Or coming straight from Milamala Lamata, which in the Loshon the Kavon is Mad, Maim Dochim, that's called Or HaRachamim. V'Or Haba Derech Chazara Lemala Hu Nikra Or Choyze. Because Or is being it's an Aliyah, it's going back up, but again, it's Mashpir Lemata, right? It's not just going back up. That Or which is coming down via the Achorayim of the Sphere is called Din. Hu Din. V'Hini Zeh Rishimu Hu Derech Yosha. Just repeat himself. Now, Or Choz, let's go into this Or Choz. Hine, know that ki, kishaboa sviras elakudim, hayu peneim lemata. Remember, when they all came down originally, hispashtus rishon. Malchus came out first, so her face was facing down, because that makes sense. She wanted to be mashpia. Kavona biyasam hu la'ir lemata. V'lachem pehem der mekabelim. When she's going back up, as hofchim paneihim lemala keneged amatzil, which is the pedag, v'achoreim lemata. V'hine ba'alois a kesel amatzil, ein safek kiloilam, ein or matzil nifsak afilu rega echad mila mekabelim el anitzalim. Right? There's two hashpahs, the kesel himself, and also this matzil is being mashpia via the kesel. Now Ravada the Matzil non-stop hashpas coming from him. Rak, ahefreshu ki be'esahi asher kesa hayo oile lemal. Right, this benu beni time when it's going up from its own keli into the pidak, as a oha yored bo mina matzil from the pidak is coming via through keser yored mimelo lesfiras, and this gives to the shah. Shak domus, daf yud gimel on gimel. As he says, oh hayored mina matzil al sfira shlemat mina keser nishar v'over der achorav. That's important. Remember, because the keser is moving up, it's changing its direction, so it's flipping back, and the ponim is lemala, and therefore the or which is coming from the pit, the ak is going via the pit, via the ponim of keser. Through the backside of Keser, and now all the Tachtonim of Kabul were from the Achorayim of Keser, and which was every single sphere. That's called Der Achorav. V'Hashehare who Hafach Ponav Lemal V'Achorav Lematzil. In Kain Oisa O Haba El Asfiras who Der Achorei Keser V'Hu Din Keniska. V'Al Der Ze who B'Shas Asfiras Be'Es Chozim Me'Olim. Is that clear? I can repeat if you want. Anything? Anybody understood anything?
Yeah, the keser. I mean, this is just the hashpah of keser, or the hashpah also of the matz, or both of them are coming derech acharan of keser.
That's right. No. I would say the keser is not mashpia.
Not mashpia at all, but
no, not mashpia. But the hashpah we're talking, it was called derech chazara, or choizo, or din. That's coming from the matz. Because it's going through the backside of the keser. Omnam yesh hefresh a'ichad. For who? The hefresh is between the kabbalas and spheres at the or chozer. Who? Ki ha'chochma eino mekabeles rak min achorayim shel hakeser levad. V'abina mekabeles mishnei achorayim de keser v'chochma. Who yosef din. V'chein ader ze ad ha'malchu shenimsa shemekabeles miteisha achorayim.
So each time it's more din.
Momodin, right? Because again, the chain—it's a chain reaction. Keser moves up, Chochma moves up, Bina moves up. So all of them are changing directions. So the off from the Keser, the off from the Matz is going now via Achorayim of Keser, Achorayim the Abba, Achorayim the Ima, Achorayim the Za. Then when it finally Malchus receives, it getting nine times the amount of din. That's what we see. The Malchus stack is very din kashe. That's why we're going to Matzav of din. Harshness, because we get everything from Malchus, because it's not what we were seeing.
Although originally from the Matzil it is
always from Milah, that's right, Rachamim, but it's going through filters of Din. Yeah, I mean, that's the tafkid of the spheres. Spheres are to give Bechinas to the all. Right. So it says, Matzasi Kosu, she sees Shehu so Targum, right? You know that when you're doing Targum, this is exactly what you're doing, right? The connection is postured. Teisha Pamim Shem Ab Diribua Kenoda Aka. So this is more on the lines of the Kavanas. But I'll tell you what I'll read you out what he says over here. Kiponim Shela Kol Svira Yesh Bo Shem Havaya. Poshut Kazir. Yutki Vavke. You have to know that every time we talk about the ponim of the again, we're not Magashim. There's no front and back to the spheres. That's obvious, right? It's only Masholim, so it tells it. Ponim is more more a kavanah. There's riboy. Oh, there's it's a rotzon. Mashkin achuraim is mute. Oh, dinim kashim, so on and so forth. So well, how do we depict that in a siddur? If you look at a siddur in the Arizal or siddur Rashash, where you see all the shamers, how is that depicted? How do you know what's a or din or how do you see that when you're davening shachris, you're doing shema? So how do you know when you're bringing down rachamim or you're bringing down dinim or we call this gadlus katnus? How do you know? So it's very simple. If you see the name of Hashem written very simply, yud kei vav kei, you know that's dinim. You say that's rachamim. Sorry, that's called poshut. That's called the ponim. Very simple. You keep off here.
Doesn't matter which nekudas.
No, the nekudas just tells you if it's a kama, if it's a keser coming from the higher bechina, if it's a patach, it's coming from the chokma, either coming from the right, the left, or middle side. But you want to know what the name is. Mashiach, if you see the name of Hashem written yud k, yud, then yud k vav k, dragged along, you know that it's being dragged, it's dinim. It's not coming in one go, it's coming in trips and different things. So you know that's dinim. Right? Now, if you take the gematria of that elongated Shem, Yud K, Yud Kev Vav, Yud Kev Vav K, is 72. Times that by 9, that's 649. That's the gematria of Tagu. So Malchus is receiving 9 times the amount of dinim. It's going through the Achoraim of Eretz, it's going through Achoraim of Keseh, it's going through Abba, Ima, Za, and getting to Nuksha. She's getting 9 times the Bechinas. Malchus is connected to the Talon that we do. The Kriya is connected upon him. Right? So that's the Bechinas over here. So that's why when we do Talon, these are Matic. It's called Mitzuk Adin. Well, we're doing the Mitzvahs over here, we're Matic the Dinim, and therefore that brings Shef into the world.
What do you mean the
Bechinah
Ponim? You mean that's the
Rachamim at the top? Oh, Rachamim, yeah. Yeah. Okay, Vaitha? Okay. How much time is that? Okay, a little more time. V'od Yesh Hefresh Echa. There's another also. Ki Milvad Chiluk Tosefes Ribo Miud. There's a difference between the Rachamim and the Odin, which is, or Miutadin, Achuvayim, Yesh Gamken Shino Ache, Vohu, Kihine, Hatiferes Mekaberes Machuvayim Shele Gvura, Shehem Achuvayim Kashim Meov, Omnam Sphir Shele Malam Imeno, Enu Beofen Zeh. So, also, there's another disadvantage being below Gvura. Anybody receiving from Gvura is receiving Dinim Kashim, because it's on the left hand side, the Gvura is a Dinim Kashim. So the sphere, which is immediate underneath, with Tiferes, is receiving directly from Gevur, which is not a healthy thing. Weiter, v'chei v'kifi ha-bechina, that whether how close or how far it is from Kese, ken yishino be'oisa o hanimshach lehem, o yiye din gomu, o memutze, o chalash. ואין בכוח הקולמוס להכי בפחתי חלוקס אלו שהם רבים והמסקל יבים. So you have to understand, you have to make all these חשבונים. Is it getting here from the tzad yamin, which is din and kashir? Is it, how far is it from kese? Is it getting 9 times the amount, 7 times the amount? All these bechinas, all these חשבונים of dinim have to be taken into consideration. Now let's make a little, the rab, the Arizal is going to make a little sikum for us now. V'nimsa, shiyesh kan shlosha min ha'oyth. We spoke about 3 different bechinas of all, remember? Echad, he reads the moist. Echad, hu rishon shebekulam nikra akudim keniska, which is the or yosher, or rachamim, which is coming, that's called the or nukum, the spashas rishon. The second type of or is, ashenu hu arishima shenishva mizeh or, the rishima which is left in the keli when the or was nostalgic itself, but that's also Shabba Der Yosha Bu Rachamin, that's Bechina Shnia. So you have two Bechinas of Rachamin, and the Shlishi, the third type of O we speak of, Shlishi Hu Abba Der Aliyah Sviras She'az Hu O Der Achoraim Shehu Din. That's when the Sphere is Mistalik itself and the O is coming via its back or through the Achoraim, that's called O Din. So two Bechinas of Rachamim and one Bechina of Din. Now to finish off, well, we're going to learn one more type of Or, and with that we're going to finish off the Kelim, the Gma Asiyas Kelim. And you'll understand what is Oisis in the Sefer Torah all about. Now, v'hine, b'vor Or Shlishi hazeh Shvudin, right? What's the Or Shlishi? That's the Oach Raim, which is filtering down by the backside of the spheres. Pogeya bo'orishima, it's hitting, smacking right into the Orishima. Shinishra al-Rachamim. As Makim u'batishim, they get into a terrible fight. They start banging into each other, hitting each other, zebezeh. V'shehem shnei hafechim, because they're completely two polar opposites. One's Rachamim, banging and bashing into the Or Din. Ze Or Yoshev al-Rachamim, ze Or Choz al-Din. V'ze chafetz la'alus mikoro. Or Rishimo, because the Rishimo is Or Rachamim, he wants to be mal itself, so he's going one direction, and the Or Din is coming another direction, so mamish a collision head on. V'afa pisha eno oile mamish in koze chefso v'choshko hu lidabik lekabli mimenu v'or shlishi hu chafet liyoret, he wants to go down. So it's a one way street, and we're going two different directions. V'nivza she'eno shavim v'tivon.
That would be anyway, even without the Odin, the Rishim wants to go up, and the Oyosh wants to go down, so it should already be a petition.
No, but that's the same all. Like.
It says it's just sort of that's what's matzel. It's just a continuous hashpah.
While
it's being mashpir, it won't go up as long as it's getting more hashpah. It doesn't go up. Hashima won't want to go up yet.
Well, the Hashima is not there yet. I mean, it's only, the Hashima only comes out when it goes back up. So
when it lands, then they're going to smash into each other.
You only get this polar opposite and this friction between the two oilers only when they're polar opposite. Ain't shavim. As noflim nitzutzot me'ah ayoreh shuhudin. This is our fourth bechina, which is going to make the makabah pathish in our keli. So again, to summarize, you have the rishima very simply staying there, has kavanas, mamash, has cheshik to go up, it doesn't go anywhere, but it has cheshik, as he said, it has kavanas, it's mamash, chafso v'chashko l'dabig, dabig l'kablo mimenu, but it doesn't go anywhere. And when his mistalik itself is dropping now, these bombs, right? This or din, which is hitting, smacking right into the or rachamim, which is the or rishima, and then explodes. Nitzutzos, these patzats, right? All these sparks come flying out from the or hadin. As noflim nitzutzos me'or hayoresh hadin, and that creates a new bechina of nitzutzos. So you have two rachamins and two dinim. והוא גרוע מאור רשימה, הרי הוא, הרי זה אור, האור רביעי. And this is all fourth or. והנה, הם ארבע סדר, another sikkum is going to summarize for us all these oils now. והנה, הם ארבע מיני, or there's four different types of oil. Remember, והם יסוד ארבע בחינס, and there are four different, we can categorize them in many different ways. One way we're going to categorize, we're going to use back our old terminology called Tanta. Remember that? It's Tami, Nikudas, Tagim, Oisius. So we're going to fix these four O's, Be'erech, in the Arachim of Tami. Tami, Nikudas, Tagim, Oisius, Tanta. And he's going to learn. Shehayu kulam klulim be'ilu akudim. Vezeh protam. O Rishon, hu Tamim. O Rishon Tamim, v'or achorayim. Who nikudus? Ken nikudim hem bechinas din lo elam. Then you have
the letter is this.
Yeah. V'or reshimo, which was our second or. Well, let me start again. V'or rishon is tamim, right? We're dealing with the or rishon, which is or yosha that came down. That is in the bechin of tamim. Now the or achorayim, which he counts as the third one, that or achorayim creates the nekudos. This is bechinas nekudos. Ken nekudim bechinas din loilam. Any nekud that you find in tachas ha'ois, or even be'emsa on top, all the nekud are bechinas this or hadin. And then finally, and then you have the third one, or arishimo hu tagim, are represented by the tagim. So every time you say a tag on the oil, you have to know that comes from the oil rishim, which is oil rachamim. And then oil hanitzutzot, which is the second bechina, noflos al yedei hakor shel hanikudos v'tagim. Kilo the nikudos v'tagim banged into each other. Zibizil kiniska. Who oisius? They create the oisius. Asher bahem nasa bechina sekelim. והארי נסבר בחינס הכלים איך נעשו שהוא מן הכל בבטישה כניסקס. עד כאן, that's it, we've learned it all, that's exactly how you create the kelim. So again, what's the kelim? Kelim is oysters. What do we manage to do? We created an oyster.
Well, nice, you had kelim before, so you can't quite have.
Again, there was no gemar kelim. This is there was a process of... Yeah, the glass maker, he blows a little bit, puts it into the oven, takes it out, cools it off, puts it back into the oven.
It's only a style constriction. He's got to do another two. Another spatula, another spatula.
Without confusing the inyan. Right. So therefore, if you look at an ois then, you have four things you have to look at when you look at the ois, right? You have to look at the actual ois. You have to look at the nikud of the ois. You have to look at the tamim of the ois. You have to look at the tagim of the ois as well. So the tagim, the ois, let's start from the or tam, which is the highest. So when you look at the tamim, you're saying to you, where did it come from? Where did it originate? What's the toichen of it? He says an or yoshus or rachmim. So that's the hashpa rishon. When you look at the tagim, that's the or rishima, also or rachmim. When you look at the nekud, you say to yourself, well, that's the or choza. That's coming out from the bechinas, which is being mashpia. That's or choza or dinim. It's all dinim. It's mitzamtzim. It gives. When it doesn't have a nekud, it can be said. It can be said into any ways, right? It doesn't have a nekud. It's open. You can pronounce it any way you want. When you mitzamtzim to a particular sound, that's timtzum. That's or choza. And then finally, you find the or reshima banging into the tagging, banging into the nekudos. They create the keli, which is the ois. So that's the staklus that you have. When you see that, so let me just fill one line. The leani is dati shemati memor izar ki kava hayu bechinas kelim ba'olam akudim. So he's asking sort of a kasha. Didn't we do it like you just said? Didn't we see the kelim finished of akudim? We had the bechinas already came down. They banged into the odd gas or dak. Rak she'elu nitzutzos nitzkol nitzaru b'hem. Vohu kedugmas harafach nitzutzos. What are we adding over here? We're adding the in and of nitzutzos. And the dugmas rafach, which is 288 nitzutzos shenishal bekelim shel nekudos. We'll see more about this. The whole shark or shah rafach. Kemo shizbah lekaman be'ezat Hashem. That this nitzutzos are here also, not only the shimos to mechay the keli, the nitzutzos also have the tafkid to be, give nourishment to the keli as well. It's on top of the keli, so there's mashkiach on the keli, and that gives reshima, gives ashpa to the keli as well. Okay, so we'll stop it here. We'll get more or less a notion of what's going on, and then we're going to continue on the gma of the keli. All right.
So when we read the letter, we do the opposite way around. We look at the ice first,